Because here's a question about, again, about Iran, but this is about an Israeli preemptive strike on Iran. The question is, if it happens, if Israel did do it and destroyed Iran's nuclear capabilities, what's the worst that can happen? Obama and the world would denounce Israel, and the question is, so what? What do you think the world would do to Israel? And given the absence of Israeli action, how do you see the Iran playing out? So two things. What's the worst that can happen? Well, I mean, there's quite a lot of bad things that could happen. The U.S. could stop selling Israel arms. The Europeans could boycott Israel in a variety of different ways. There's already many movements to divest investment from Israel, both on U.S. campuses and all over Europe. They wouldn't buy Israeli goods. They could have sanctions on Israel. The Europeans and the Americans could impose economic sanctions on Israel. Whether all of these costs are worth doing, whether they would happen and then they're worth doing, you know, I'm not taking a position on that. I think they happen to be worth doing. I think Israel has to act, even though I'm pretty convinced that it won't. But those are kind of things that could happen and would be pretty bad. Given the absence of Israeli action, how do I see Iran playing out? I mean, basically, I think Iran will get a bomb. It'll get a bomb. I don't know how long it'll take, 2, 5, 10 years, but at some point, the Iranians will have a nuke. And then it's a question of, is the regime still in power? Do they have a different regime? Hopefully, there'll be a revolution in Iran and we'll get a more moderate regime. But if not, we'll have this one. And then the whole Middle East will change. The Saudis will want a bomb. The Egyptians will want a bomb. I think even if Iran has a bomb, they'll have a hard time using it. It's not easy to deploy a nuclear bomb. Hitting Israel is not easy. Israel is going to develop significant capabilities of missile defense, so Israel will be able to shield itself, at least to some extent, from a nuclear Iran. So I think the probability of Iran actually using a nuclear bomb against Israel or the United States are probably small for two reasons. One, technological, are they capable of actually doing it? And I'll wrap into that kind of missile defense that Israel has and maybe the United States will develop. And second, are they suicidal? Now, we know that it's a suicidal ideology, so we can't dismiss the idea of suicide. But still, somebody has to be willing to die. That is, they're willing to accept the retaliation, and it's not clear that any particular individual there is willing to pull the trigger. So the probability is low, but too high for comfort. That is, in spite of the low probability, I would still take out all their capabilities because any probability of a nuclear attack against the United States and Israel should be unacceptable to the United States and Israel.